What's happened is that now I do all types of orthopedic surgery, so trauma and all of those kinds of things, and there's several factors that go into that. And part of it is that we work really well with the anesthesiologist now, and orthopedic surgeons, anesthesiologists, therapists, we're all wanting the patient to not have so much discomfort. And so there's certain things that anesthesiologists can do, such as blocks and so forth. There's other things that we can do, such as putting in pain pumps and other things like that. So when we finish the surgery, there's pain medicine going into your joint itself, and that will help out. One of the things we've learned also from research is that if we are on top of discomfort and pain from the very beginning, then 2 days later, after whatever we've done to control your pain, your need for pain medication and your discomfort is less 2 days later than if we have control over it to begin with. And that's because we're learning that the pain receptors, they kind of wind up and get going, and then it takes a while for them to calm down. So if we can be on top of the pain to begin with, and then that's good. Now, the other thing we are doing is that we're able to do things through smaller holes now too. So we don't have to, if we need to take out your meniscus. Now, arthroscopy of the knee has been going on for a long time, but our instruments are getting better. Our ability to do things through smaller holes is better. For rotator cuff repairs, a lot of those we can just do through the arthroscope now, whereas, 5-10 years ago, the vast majority of rotator cuff repairs were done with large open incisions. And so our ability to do things through smaller holes, and therefore, we don't have to move a bunch of muscles out of the way, that all of that's going to decrease your pain that you have after surgery.
Do they have artificial meniscus?
There is no artificial meniscus at this time. There is meniscal transplants in which you can take a meniscus from a cadaver donor and put those in. The indications for those, though, are very stringent. I mean, if you've got arthritis already in your knee, if your knee has got a bad alignment, or if you have some other condition within your knee, a meniscus transplant's not appropriate for you. Usually a meniscus transplant would be for somebody that's very young, a young athlete who has just only a meniscus tear and they've lost the vast majority of it. It wasn't repaired. So a meniscus transplant, they don't happen that often, and the indications need to be very strict in order for that to happen. But yes, we do meniscus transplants.